It's August 1st, 2005. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. It's a weekly music show where I play songs and or bands you might have otherwise missed.
But genuine musical inventiveness is something else again.
It's like a radio show, but we in the biz call it a podcast. Thanks for listening to The Sounds in My Head. That right there was a new band out of the United Kingdom called The Envelopes, and that was their song, It Is the Law. It's from their album called Demon, which according to Amazon comes out tomorrow, Tuesday the 2nd. You can, of course, buy that song right now in the iTunes Music Store. It is the only song available by The Envelopes in the iTunes Music Store, but you can listen to song samples from their album on their website. Look for links to everything I talk about on the Sounds of My Head website at thesoundsofmyhead.com. I really like The Envelopes. They are a great band, very promising. Got that album on order because I have a feeling it's going to deliver the goods. It's going to rub me the right way, way down yonder where the sun don't shine. All right, up next on The Sounds of My Head, the German electronica band Mouse on Mars. It's their song Send Me Shivers, which came out last year on their album called Radical Connector. Check it out. It's a favorite of mine. Send Me Shivers, Mouse on Mars. Where else but on The Sounds of My Head.
Send me shivers. Send me shivers.
New York Times columnist Thomas Friedman has urged the U.S. government to create blacklists of condemned political speech, not only by those who advocate violence, but also by those who believe that government actions may encourage violent reprisals. Friedman's July 22nd column proposed that the State Department, in order to shine a spotlight on hate speech wherever it appears, create a quarterly, quote, War of Ideas report, which would focus on those religious leaders and writers who are inciting violence against others, close quote. And Friedman says the State Department's list should go beyond those who actually advocate violence. It should also include what he refers to as excuse makers, who, quote, after every major terrorist incident, come out to tell us why imperialism, Zionism, colonialism, or Iraq explains why the terrorists acted. These excuse makers are just one notch less despicable than the terrorists and also deserve to be exposed, close quote. Now, Friedman stopped shy of mentioning having an actual list right there in his hand, maybe because such a list would have to be a pretty long one. On July 7th, the CNN Gallup poll asked the question, do you think the terrorists attacked London today, mostly because Great Britain supports the United States in the war in Iraq? 56% of Americans agreed.
Don't you love that little piece of goodness? That was the band Solex with their song One Louder Solex from their 1998 album Solex versus the Hitmeister. Don't you just love having the word Solex in everything they do? I know that I do. Solex has more recent albums, of course. They have an album that just came out last year, but that song is one of my very favorites by Solex, so I thought I would include it on The Sounds of My Head. All right, up next, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head, Sufjan Stevens with his song Chicago. It's off his brand new album called Illinois, which is to the state of Illinois what his Michigan album was to the state of Michigan. This is my favorite song off the album, I think, because it's the best, but there are a number of other songs. It's a great album to buy on iTunes because it's got 20 tracks or something, and they're all, you can get all of them for just the sweet deal price of $9.99. So check it out, Sufjan Stevens with Chicago. Where else but on The Sounds of My Head.
All things go. You came to take us. All things go. All things go.
that does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Running One from the soundtrack to the movie Run Lola Run. I also talked over Crime Spree by Danny Elfman from the Dick Tracy score. Be sure that when you listen to The Sounds in My Head, the album art is visible in iTunes, because this enhanced podcast has links to all sorts of fun stuff, as well as fancy chapters and album art. It's fantastic. Check it out in iTunes 4.9. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on The Sounds in My Head.